afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, November the 6th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour called The Flip Side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address is eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. And yes, I have been a little giddy for the past few days, not because of rising gold and silver prices. That did help, but the markets are justifying that I'm not crazy. I actually thought I was crazy for a while, for a long time. I doubted myself, which is a silly thing to do. Anyway, a quick check of what happened on Wall Street today. Dow closed up 117 points at 13,660. What? Was there good news that sent the Dow up 112 points? All of a sudden, investors getting enthusiastic for snapping up some of those financial bargains at Citigroup, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Washington Mutual? No, my friends. It was snapping up bargains in commodities. Commodities across the board, everything is in the green. As you know, gold climbed to a 27-year high. Silver at a 28-year high. Copper rises on speculation of a weakening U.S. dollar may boost the metal demand. Sugar rises the most in 3 weeks. Wheat rallies most in a week as dollar drop may boost demand for U.S. grain. And to not be left out, cotton rises as investors buy agricultural commodities as an inflation hedge. Silly people buying cotton as an inflation hedge. You know that they make Federal Reserve notes out of cotton, the same stuff that they make Levi's blue jeans out of? Yeah, same kind of thing. If you want to bet against inflation, you want to bet against the dollar, there's only one product that will do that for you, and that is, of course, the noble metal, which had another spectacular day today. As a matter of fact, it was getting quite scary at one point. I actually thought we could see, almost a major $20, $30, $40, $50 move in the price of gold. But it limited itself to a paltry $13.60 gain at the close in New York in the day at $822.20. Silver, big winner. But we'll have that for you when we return.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
John Mayer, Waiting for the World to Change. Great song. Ron Paul's theme song, if you will. You know, before we get back to gold and silver, amazing thing, watching CNN, Wolf Blitzer's show, and he has Mr. Cafferty on, who reads emails. Ron Paul is doing something that no Republican has ever done before, and he is getting a huge amount of support from what I can only surmise as being old-time Democrats. In other words, put it this way. I mean, Ronald Reagan once said that he never left the Democratic Party. Democratic Party left him. And I guess there's still a whole bunch of people that are still feeling that way about the Democratic Party over these many years. And and Jack Cafferty was reading all these emails from Democrats who were saying they were going to change their party affiliation just to vote for Ron Paul. The emails coming in saying they're sending him money. This could get interesting. And as I said, you want to know when the price of gold is going to stop rising? The price of gold will only stop rising as soon as reality hits home that Ron Paul could actually become president of the United States of America. Up until that point, the gold price is going to continue to rise. How high it can go, I've got no idea. This is uncharted territory we're in right now. $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, I don't know. I mean, as the price of gold and silver keep on moving up, a reality is going to start hitting this market, and that is the reality is there's not a lot of gold out there. I mean, they can write all the paper contracts on gold they want all day at the COMEX, but the facts are the facts when you're dealing with reality on the ground. $100 silver. I mean, as soon as they realize there's no silver out there, you're going to see prices go nuts, and silver obviously reflected that today. But back to gold. Gold had a low today of 1817, a high of 817, a high of 825. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up another $4, currently trading at $825.40, but the big story today is silver. Started off the day at $14.94, closed in New York up 57 cents at $15.48. Currently in Asian trading, it's up another 33 cents, currently trading at $15.62. Platinum up $14 today, $1,477. Palladium up $4, soon to be over $400 at $379. Crude oil just keeps on marching higher towards that $100 mark, up 23 cents today, closing at a new all-time high of $96.93. And the dollar plunging below 76 on the U.S. dollar index, closing just a little above that at the end of the day. Dollar, although down, closed above 76, not by much, closed at 76.03. But as I've been saying for a long time, I'm seeing the spreads, and now I'm giving you inside information. I'm telling you stuff that I hear from the people that control this market, who are the wholesalers. Premiums are expanding. They are trying to keep the premiums from expanding too much because they know it's a deterrent to a lot of people. But this time last year, for example, the premium you were going to pay on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, your standard bullion coin, was $24 over spot. Guess what? That premium has doubled in 12 months. It's now $42 over spot. And I will guarantee you that as soon as gold breaks over $900 an ounce, do not be shocked or amazed to see $100 premiums on 1 ounce gold coins. And who knows what the premiums are going to be on fractional gold coins. Already today, as I said, based, and I'm not saying it was because I did the story earlier in the week looking at the U.S. mintage figures on half-ounce American Gold Eagles, the 07s, where they've only minted 25,000. A half-ounce American Gold Eagle, just a regular date Gold Eagle, otherwise an 06 or an 05 or an 04, is going to run you today $452. A 07 Gold Eagle today is going to run you $472. And why are you seeing these premiums expand? Premiums expand quite simply based on a very simple process of orders in, orders out, and what's available. You got to understand as well, over these many years, it's not a conspiracy. I mean, all wholesalers do it. When you are dealing with a two-way market and you're buying and you're selling gold, there's a lot of gold that wholesalers buy that is what we refer to as junk gold. In other words, and this is a reason you will always hear people in the coin business tell you the greatest sin you can ever commit is cleaning a coin, because once you clean a coin, the coin loses whatever premium is there. It's almost like canceling a stamp, if you will. And so when wholesalers buy a lot of these coins that were cleaned by many dealers out there, because people seem to want to buy shiny things, they take all those clean coins or all those damaged coins, and they just send that stuff off to a refinery that just gets melted down and poured into bars. So there's been a period over many years where a lot of coins were just simply thrown into the hopper. And so we don't have I mean, if you look at it's almost mind-boggling. And you'll understand why I say $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 gold is quite possible. If you take all the gold, I mean, just think about this. If you take all the gold that's ever been mined since the beginning of time, there's, according to the World Gold Council, there's 155,000 metric tons. There's 32,000, a little more, but round figures, 32,000 ounces in a metric ton. Now, out of that 155,000 metric tons, which, if you want to have a visual on that, that's, think of a basketball court about 18 feet high, and that's a block of gold. That's all the gold that's ever been mined. That's, there it is. It hasn't disappeared. Gold doesn't dissipate. It's all there. Now, of that amount, two-thirds of that is held by institutions, central banks, wealthy private investors. A third of that is therefore allocated to you and me and to the jewelry industry. And of that third, the jewelry industry takes more than 50%. And they turn it into chains and necklaces and all that kind of good stuff. So the amount of gold that's actually physical gold that's available to you and me is minuscule when you think of the ramifications of everybody running out tomorrow to suddenly, which, by the way, they won't do it until gold's over $1,000. Isn't it funny? People only pay respect when prices increase or when, obviously, certain politicians raise a lot of money. All of a sudden, Ron Paul is now gaining the media's respect because of the fact he has the ability in one fell swoop to raise $4.5 million. They're paying attention to him now because of the amount of money he raised, not because of the issues the man puts forward. I mean, this is so bizarre. But it's the same with gold. Gold has been vilified and marginalized for so many years by the movers and shakers, the men in the shadows, barbaric relic, it plays no part in a fiscal portfolio and all this kind of good stuff. And gold still doesn't have respect. It's gaining grudging respect as we speak, but by and large, Joe Sixpack, the large majority of the unwashed out there, will not pay, including Rush Limbaugh, will not pay any attention to gold until it's over $1,000 an ounce. Then it will gain respectability. Gold at $1,000 an ounce will once again become what it has always been, a status symbol. As bizarre as that sounds, it's the truth. And what's going to propel gold to even higher levels than that is because at that point in time, when gold has solidified its reputation as a safe haven, people are all of a sudden going to figure out, what do you mean? What do you mean the premium on a one-ounce coin is $500? Well, welcome to the real world. Supply-demand. Dealers can set whatever premiums they want. You got two options. You can plunk down your money, walk out with gold, or you can just simply walk out with your phony Federal Reserve notes in your pocket. Take a short break and be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency, If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Reminder about the Bob Chapman special we are running, Swiss francs, fifth of an ounce of gold, $173. Get them while you can. Order 20 or more, and you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. Now, just to explain to you how little gold there is for you and me, it don't even get me started on the silver situation. You see, because silver is a different beast. First of all, silver is not, well, some parts of the world, it's still classed as a monetary metal. It was demonetized in the United States when they took it out of your silver coinage. That's why all coins prior to 1964 contained 90% silver. The silver situation is, because it's an industrial metal, unlike gold, not all the silver that's ever been mined since the beginning of time is still above ground. It's been dissipated through various applications, especially photography, where silver is not recovered except in minute quantities, but that's long gone now that we've gone digital. Silver is used extensively, as everybody knows, is in electronics. And to be perfectly honest with you, the amount of silver they use in electronics, I guess when silver gets to $200, it'll be worthwhile salvaging the silver out of your cell phone. But unlike gold, silver stockpiles have been diminishing for some 14 years. We've been operating in a supply-side deficit in silver. And let's not forget, a lot more people were enamored with silver back in the 80s than they were with gold. Hence the term, well, I guess it was because silver was always regarded as poor man's gold. But right now, I have to say, with silver fast approaching $16 an ounce, it is still grossly undervalued. Realistically, silver should be trading, as many have said, anywhere between $25 and $40 if you're talking about gold, close to $900 an ounce. So silver is still a great value. A lot of people go, well, I should have bought it when it was $3. Well, yeah, you know, you should have done a lot of things in the past that you didn't do. Don't worry about it. But least of all, don't think that you've missed the bus. You got to understand there's only a small segment of this population that gets preached to on a regular basis about gold and silver. By and large, the rest of the population is wondering what Britney Spears is going to do tomorrow. They have no concept of what is going on in this market. This is why you want to get in before they get in. Because once they start getting in, who knows where these prices are going to go. A case of silver eagles. A mere 3 years ago, a case of a U.S. Treasury chest contains 25 rolls of 20 silver eagles. You could have picked up a case of silver eagles for $3,500. And your friends would have told you were crazy. Today, that same case of eagles is $8,900. It's not going to be too long before that case of eagles is $20,000. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. As I said, I'm not an MIT grad. I've got no training in economics except on, well, my learning curve was on the street. I learned the hard way. I didn't learn in a college. In other words, I was prepared for the evil world, unlike college graduates who are shocked by the real world once they've come out of the socialist cocoon we put them in from school to college. And they get out and they meet the real world, and it looks like nothing that they were told for the past 10 years of their life. So parents wasted, well, I don't know, a couple hundred grand sending them to these institutes of higher learning. You got a kid, you want to make him street smart in a hurry instead of sending him to college. He'll have a great education. He'll be a lot smarter. It'll only take a year. Just buy him a round-the-world one-way ticket. Give him 20 grand, say, I'll see you in a year. You'll save yourself a fortune, and he'll be better educated because he'll see different peoples, experience different cultures. And that, in my opinion, is education that you cannot buy. And because he's on a budget, he'll be frugal, and he'll understand what money is all about. He'll see how other countries operate. This is why sometimes when people call me up and they start asking about junk silver, and when I ultimately find out why they want junk silver, and there's nothing against junk silver. Junk silver is a great way to buy silver, but they're buying it for the wrong reasons. Rather than buying it for the silver content, they think that at some point in time, people with pre-1964 quarters and dimes are going to be the only people able to buy bread. That's a myth. Never going to happen. Anyway, we'll have more when I return on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Trying to give you a little advice here. For those of you out there that think that at some point in time, if financial Armageddon comes around, that the only people that are going to survive are those people that have gold and silver coins. And there's no question that those people who have gold and silver coins are going to be much better off financially than a lot of their friends and neighbors around them. But if people don't know the, if you show a person a hand, 60%, they did a survey not so long ago, 60% of people still think there's silver in the coinage. Almost 70% of people still think to this very day that the Sacagawea dollar contains gold. It's a dollar. It's a gold-colored dollar. And if you carry the gold-colored dollar in your pocket for any extended period of time, it turns into a brown, ugly-looking dollar. But this is the mentality out there. And so if we do face economic times equal to some of the experiences people have had in the last 20 years, you should take a little bit of information from that. Venezuela, Brazil, many South American countries, they shut down banks. They restricted how much money people could take out of their bank accounts when they reopened them again. But you didn't see any stories about the only people that survived were people with gold and silver, because in times like that, if we are going to face, and I hope we don't face a time like that, but nevertheless, if we do face a time like that, you've got to understand that things that you take for granted right now all attain a value of currency. irrespective of what it is. Things, one day you got chickens in your backyard that are scratching dirt eating worms, which, by the way, are the best tasting chickens out there. Don't get me started on if you treat animals right and you look after them and you nurture them, and if you do happen to eat them, they taste better than any of the other, you know, manufactured mass food producers. But I digress. The point that I'm saying is that chicken now attains a monetary value. And so gold and silver is there to do one thing and one thing only. Gold and silver is there to protect your purchasing power. Nothing more complicated than that. If Warren Buffett had figured out when he wanted to bet against the dollar, there was only one commodity to do that with, which was gold. He elected to go with foreign currencies, and he lost his shirt. He can afford to lose his shirt, but he lost his shirt. Gold's been around for 5,000 years. It's never gone to zero. It has a track record that no other financial asset has. So it's not going to be there as the last resort, because when the other fact of life, less than 1%, and I think even that's an exaggeration, less than 1% of Americans own physical gold and silver. That is another reason why, and a lot of people ask me about gold confiscation. Look, if George Bush declares martial law tomorrow, giving the king unbridled power, he can seize anything. He can seize your house, he can seize your bank account, he can seize your stocks, and yes, he can seize your gold and your silver. Out of everything that you've got to worry about right now, for the next few years at least anyway, I think worrying about gold confiscation, you put it at the bottom of the things that you've got to worry about, because you've got to worry about a whole lot of other things before that. And besides, let's say you've got $10,000 in Krugerrands, and tomorrow George Bush announces we're going to confiscate gold. My question to you, are you going to go running down to the Federal Reserve to say, please, yeah, I want to turn in my gold because now it's illegal? Well, the answer to that, if you ask anybody, is no. I'm not going to do that. And that's a general consensus. This is not 1933. 1933, Gold Confiscation Act of 1933, Roosevelt gave an impassioned speech to my fellow Americans. We're in deep sushi. We need your help. This is going to obviously help us regain credibility and respect for the U.S. dollar and all this thing, and we need your gold. And everybody believed him, and everybody was more than willing to help the country out. So they took their gold, and they went and they cashed it in. Everybody was allowed. A lot of people think they took all the gold, but there's so much misinformation about what happened in 1933. People were allowed to keep $100 in gold. In other words, they were allowed to keep, whoop-de-doo, five gold coins, five $20 gold pieces or ten $10 gold pieces. You were allowed to keep $100 in gold. And at that time, it was still classified as a $20 gold piece was 20 bucks, a 10 was a 10, and a 5, and so forth and so on. But, as I said, back then, 80% of the people thought the government was doing the right thing. I mean, look at the approval ratings today of Congress. Hitler has a higher approval rating. And I'm not kidding. They did a study in Germany. Hitler, nostalgic, whatever, it's got a 25% approval rating in Germany. Here, Congress is struggling with 11%. The president is sitting, last time I checked, at 24%, less than Hitler. So any compliance with some dictate from King George ain't gonna fly with people owning guns. It's like if they came out tomorrow and said, okay, we're going to all hand in your handguns. It'll never happen. So long way around this. Don't worry about the confiscation thing. Be more interested in numismatic coins because of their rarity factor, because of obviously the limited supply, and because of the growing demand is ultimately going to cause these coins to rise significantly in price. That's the reason you want to own them. Not only to protect your Federal Reserve notes from deteriorating in value. I mean, and people can withstand a great deal of pain. And by the way, there's a lot of central bankers now coming out and, well, it's a little bit of CYA going on, but they are priming people. This came out today. Central bankers, past and present, warned today of more pain to come for the U.S. economy, and that banks worldwide could take several months yet to reveal full losses from the U.S. subprime mortgage lending. Well, Bill Gross, a very respected man on Wall Street, no loony, if you ask me. I mean, he's come out and he's put a figure, and he's very conservative. He didn't really want to scare the world, but he says, look, there's $1 trillion sitting in these exploding collateralized debt obligations that are intertwined with all various other kinds of financial instruments that they bundled up in packages and they sold to unsuspecting bankers throughout the world. I mean, you've got banks all over the world that have been infected. This is like a virus, a very contagious virus. I mean, it has left nobody alone. Banks in Australia and Asia and Europe and North and South America are getting hammered with this debacle. And this is only the first wave. We haven't even gone into the recalibrated subprime mortgage prices coming up. They've got to reset in about a month or 2 months from now. It's going to be a whole other wave of foreclosures, unprecedented in American history. I mean, we are talking about historical events here of epic proportion. And we haven't even got into the next tsunami that's right behind that, which is a credit card. And then if you want to add another tsunami behind that, which is the reason why foreigners are dumping dollars, is because behind that is what David Walker, the auditor of the United States, has been trying to tell everybody that would pay any attention for the last year and a half, that we now have got every single day 10,000 baby boomers retire. Every single day, we have got not only Social Security problems, we got Medicaid problems, and all you hear from these politicians is trying to figure out how to introduce socialized medicine to Americans. Republicans on one hand are up in arms, it's going to raise your taxes, it's socialized medicine, it's worthless. Well, these same people don't seem to have a problem with socialized education in this country. Why should they have a problem with socialized medicine? And of course, that's what you have in the school system today. It's socialized education. Half these Republicans that are anti-Hillary and anti-socialized medicine, we're all for socialized education, which is the reason why Johnny is as dumb as a rock. It's the reason why, obviously, America has lost its competitive edge with the rest of the world. I mean, you've got to, and it's not coming down on, and look, I come down on a number of select people. This is not painting everybody in a broad brush. I come down on the mainstream media. The mainstream media, if it did its job, first of all, we wouldn't be at war. Second of all, we would never have elected George Bush. And third of all, we would be dealing with crucial problems in an effort to solve them, especially when it comes to Social Security, because the first thing you've got to admit in order to fix Social Security is that it's a Ponzi scheme. And government shouldn't be involved in any of these endeavors in any way, shape, or form. Which is the reason why maybe Ron Paul's message is catching on, because maybe he's making people suddenly listening to him say, because people don't even understand their own history. What do you mean we've got to do away with the Federal Reserve? They thought that the Federal Reserve and the IRS were somehow connected to us with some umbilical cord, which it is not. It was never intended to be. But some people seem to think. I mean, they still think the Federal Reserve is part of the government. And they still think that the 16th Amendment was legally ratified, not pushed through in the dark of night on December the 24th. I mean, maybe people will start to realize what's been going on. and realize the less government we have in our lives, the more productive and the more healthy individuals we be. I mean, there's a reason why Johnny is fat and stupid. And the reason he's fat is because of stupid socialized programs trying to protect the youth of America from harming itself. Well, it's done more to destroy America's youth than anything else. Was they all afraid of lawsuits? Nobody even, I mean, that's the thing that I was in two minds when Musharraf announced his martial law there in Pakistan. Because for a minute I was looking and it was going, well, he's arresting all the lawyers. And I thought, you know, maybe he's onto something. Maybe he's figured it out that the reason his country's in crisis, because they got a lot of lawyers in Pakistan. I mean, I've been watching these video clips. I mean, there's thousands of them, and they all dress really nicely in shirts and ties and jackets, all standing outside demonstrating and then being carted off and thrown into paddy wagons. And if you're a lawyer out there, you understand what I'm saying. Obviously, the legal system is a reason why the health system is in chaos. If you take out the lawyers, you reduce costs to doctors, you reduce costs on medicine, you improve the standard of care that is given out, because doctors will care about you, not worried about caring whether you're going to sue them or not. But nobody wants, nobody wants to address that issue, because why? Because just like the Jewish lobby, the lawyer lobby is very powerful in Washington, D.C. I mean, just think of the lobbying groups in Washington, D.C. that control your life. You may not think they do, but they do. You've got the AARP. You've got the Israel lobby, and that gives us all our wars. Then you got the lawyer lobby, which is the reason why we have so many rules and regulations in the tax code. See, because the tax code, very little of the tax code actually applies to you and me. Out of the 41,000 pages, about 800 of it applies to the individual taxpayer. The rest of it is legislation written by lawyers to either punish or reward contributors to politicians. It's such a scam. And so the more the politicians give, the more they get back. I mean, it's a Ponzi scheme and a shell game. You got to admit, they're very good at doing what they do. And they fleece in the flock all the time. Because ultimately, who pays for all of this? You know, some people out there got this concept that government actually makes money. Government doesn't make money. All government knows how to do is spend money that's not theirs. And they're very generous with what is not theirs. And when they run out of it, they just simply print more. Well, the world's woken up to what's been going on for a long time. America's been exporting its inflation for decades. And now foreigners are shying away from buying U.S. government bonds in order to help us finance the debt so we can just pay the measly interest. We need $2 billion a day of foreign investment in order just to pay the interest on the national debt, which is even not even close to what it really is. But anyway, that's the bottom line. But guess what? Foreign inflows into the United States have been declining. So who's buying these bonds that these people are dumping out? Well, guess who's buying it? Yes, U.S. Treasury is buying it. They're buying their own debt just to try and keep up the charade, the facade. The dollar's going to continue to plunge. It's inevitable. Countries are moving away from reliance on the United States as far as a dollar reserve is concerned. You got Russia and China flexing their muscles, not only militarily, but financially as well. The Asian tiger has arisen. Asia will dominate world policy and for years to come. Our only salvation, I hate to remind you once again, as someone that understands American history, understands the intent of the founders, and is prepared to go against both Democrat and Republican houses in order to achieve some semblance of what was the greatest country on the face of the earth. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down.
Welcome back, my friends, on the final segment for Tuesday. Just looking at the aftermarket, gold up 380 at $825. Silver up 29 cents at 1558. But the disturbing one here is crude oil up 33 cents in the aftermarket. Now, merely $2.97 away from $100 a barrel oil. Can you say $4 a gallon gasoline? It's going to happen. As I said, over the weekend, driving through New Mexico, saw $3.50 on the expensive stuff. It's going to become the norm. Not coming at a good time, by the way, digging deeper into disposable income at a time when, retailers were hoping you were going to forget about the financial woes of the world and plunge in. As I mentioned, the special for Tuesday, and it's only for Tuesday, because I can tell you, that price at $173 for the fifth ounce, Swiss franc, was based on, not $825 gold, it was based on $822 gold, so the Swiss franc special is only good for tonight. And, those are $173, it's a fifth of an ounce of gold. It's cheaper than your regular bullion coin. They do qualify as coins of rare and unusual value and subject to, obviously, collectible taxes. But still a great buy. Most recognized gold coin in Europe, the Swiss franc. And as I said, that's $173. You order 20 or more. You also get a subscription to the International Forecaster, and if you're already getting an International Forecaster, well, what we'll do if you order 20 or more is extend you for another year, which, well, if Ron Paul's elected this time next year, then we wouldn't have to worry about that. But until that event actually happens, my friends, we're going to have to worry about it. We're going to have to deal with another year of going through through this very same turmoil. I mean, as I said, if you've got central bankers out there, like they were today, issuing a warning, preparing the folks for more pain to come, more pain is going to come. Ambrose Evans-Pritchard's got an expose on the London Telegraph talking about how deep and how far this crisis goes and how far it extends worldwide. You got Bill Gross, very conservative, well-respected stock guy, saying he thinks it's $1 trillion, but he says, I could be wrong, could be substantially more than that. You heard what Bob Chapman said. He put a telephone number on that paper. Well, till tomorrow, my friends, keep your powder dry. See you, bye.